Okay.
That's good. You can go.
Okay, here we go. The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Of the Spirit of Faith, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. Jesus is risen. He's alive. Praise God. I want to welcome everybody tonight as we celebrate Jesus. You say, well, Pastor, last week was Resurrection Sunday. Man, every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday is a reminder that he was dead for 3 days and three nights. And then on Sunday morning, he got up. Praise God. And we're reminded today that Jesus is alive, that his resurrection power is in the church. Man, we had an amazing church service today where we're reminded of the power that Jesus has given to the church, power to lay hands on the sick, power to receive healing that comes from God Almighty. We saw people healed today. We saw instant miracles. We're going to talk about healing tonight. So if you know somebody that needs healing in their body, encourage them to tune in tonight, encourage them to listen in, because we're going to have a great time. We're supposed to have a guest on tonight who should be joining us shortly, and we're going to minister on healing tonight. So go ahead and take a moment and send out the link. If you're on Facebook, start a watch party. Give us a share. Give us a like. Let folks know right now that we are going to be ministering on healing tonight. Praise God. You say, well, you know, how are you going to minister healing from the radio? Well, there's no distance in the spirit. Praise God. Jesus, his power is here and available to heal you no matter where you are. Praise the Lord. So get ready tonight. If you need healing in your body, he is our savior. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. And I'm excited about the word tonight. Praise God. I'd love to hear from you. If you want me to specifically join my faith with you for healing in your body, email me right now, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. You can also get on live with us by simply putting in the subject Zoom, and we will send you back a link. Won't cost you a penny, and we will bring you live on the air with us. And I'm excited about what God is going to do tonight. Jesus is a healing Jesus. He is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. He never changes, praise God. He's the same man of Galilee that walked the seashores 2,000 years ago, is the same one today who is seated at the right hand of the Father, who is moving in our lives, who desires above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, praise God. So get on board tonight. Let us know what you need God to do for you, and He will do it. There's an old song that says, Jesus on the main line, call Him up and tell Him what you want. Well, He is the healer. And He said, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. And that includes healing. The Bible says that healing is the children's bread. It's God's will that all His children be healed, praise God. But, you know, the scripture tells us in 3 John verse 2, He says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So healing and receiving from God is connected to soul prosperity. And the soul is the Greek word there, psuche. Psuche is your mind, your will, your emotions. And renewing the mind is critical to receiving from God, because without faith, you cannot please God. He that comes to God must first believe that He is God and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Praise God. All right, well, let's go ahead and pray. Dr. Luffman will be joining us here in just a few moments. And let's get into the word tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful and thankful that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we're so thankful for how much You love us, that You love us so much that You gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank You that Jesus has become our salvation. He has become our deliverer. He is our healer. And we see throughout Your word that it's Your will to heal us. We see it in the life of Jesus, and we see it throughout the entire Bible. And so we pray tonight, Father, for Your power to be manifested to all of those who are tuning in tonight and all of those who are desiring to receive healing in their bodies. We thank You in advance for it. We give You praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody in agreement said, amen. Praise God. I want to pray for one more thing. My friend Michelle asked me to pray this morning for those in, is it St. Lucia right now, Gary, that has the volcano?
Yeah, I believe it is St. Lucia.
It's one of those island areas.
Yeah, I could look it up.
Yeah, look it up real quick. It's one of the islands, and it's affecting multiple islands. The ash is so thick, and they're evacuating people off the islands. And there's a lot of fear. The particular island that's affected, is it St. Vincent?
I think it's St. Vincent. I just confirmed it. St. Vincent.
Okay. There's like the population's only 100,000 people. And the Carnival Cruise Line is coming in to help with this humanitarian effort by evacuating people from the island. But CBS News was reporting that they're only going to take people on the boats who are vaccinated. And only about less than 10% of the people are vaccinated. So I don't understand all that, but let's just lift up the people right now there on the island. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the people affected by this volcano. Father, we pray for peace to be with them. Father, those that especially believers right now, we pray for peace that passes understanding to guard their hearts and guard their minds through Christ Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that their steps are ordered and that whatever they're supposed to do, that the grace of God is there to help them do it. Father, we thank You for rescuing them and those that don't know You. We pray, Father, that this is a time for them to come to know You. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We pray right now for intervention. And we thank You, Lord, for adding and giving them exactly what they need in Jesus' name. And everybody in agreement said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's get right into the word tonight. Let's first start with our text, which is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. And it says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken? We also believe and therefore speak. Remember that there is no faith without speaking. And we're not just speaking like we're throwing out blank words or we're just trying to have mind over matter. That's not how faith works. Jesus said in Mark 11, 23, he said, "Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, mountain be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and doubt not in their heart, but believe that those things that they say, believe that those things that they say will come to pass, they shall have whatsoever they say. And whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them." So when you pray, you believe that you receive them, and then you say, when you say to the mountain, you're not speaking to the mountain and waiting for the mountain to move to believe that God has answered your prayer. The moment you pray, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. So when it comes to healing, when you pray, you believe that you receive that healing right now, not based on what you feel, not based on what you see, but based on what you believe. My sister this morning, she's probably listening right now, she sent me the Bible.com, which is an app as well, their daily devotion. And their daily devotion was about renewing of the mind. And he had a little mailbox there, and he was talking about how our mind keeps getting all of these letters that keep coming in. And what we have to have is we have to have a filter for the mail that comes in. And when you renew your mind to the Word of God, that becomes your filter, and you don't allow anything to get into your mailbox until it goes through the filter. Of course, all of us that have computers, we have firewalls, we have all these protective things in order to keep us from getting garbage that if we open them will cause infections to our computer. Well, it's no different with your mind. If you allow anything into your mind, you'll allow your mind to become contaminated. Fear will contaminate your faith. Write this down if you're taking notes tonight. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Well, what is fear? Fear, the acronym for fear, is false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. And when you allow the things that you see that are false and contrary to God's word to come into your mind, and you begin to allow those things to influence you in a negative way, it's going to contaminate your faith. And so that's why it is so important to not tolerate fear, but to believe God's word and allow faith to override that fear and use your faith and speak to those symptoms and speak to those lies. That's exactly what Jesus did. When Jesus came up to the fig tree in Mark chapter 11, he realized it was a lying fig tree. It had leaves. The leaves indicated that it should have had figs behind that leaf. He was hungry, and he reached behind that leaf on the fig tree. And when he grabbed the leaf, there was no fig behind it. He said, "You're a lying fig tree." He said, "You dry up from the root." And the next day they came back, and that tree had died up completely. Every root dried up, and they marveled. They couldn't believe it. They're like, "What is this?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "Hey, not only can you say to this fig tree, but you see that mountain over there? You could say, mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. Doubt not in your heart. Believe that those things that you say will come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say." That's how the spirit of faith works. The spirit of faith works. You believe in your heart, you say with your mouth, and you will see it. Praise God. Amen. Let me give a shout out to my beautiful peoples on Facebook. And good evening to Susanna and Wendy, Todd, Yulette, my mom, Judy, Susan, Dulari, Vince, Joan, Pauline. God bless you, man. You've been tuning in every service, Pauline. Man, we love you so much. Phyllis, praise God. Deborah, good evening. Margaret, praise God. Renee, my cousin, praise God, battling the flu. Well, at least it's not COVID. But wow, you got the flu. That's the first flu case I have heard of. No, I haven't heard one person with the flu since COVID started. No, we're going to pray for you.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Pastor, but as you know, since COVID, there's no more flu, no more cancer, no more heart disease.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy? Huh?
Yeah. Renee, we're going to pray for you here in just a moment. let's see, Joan, my beautiful wife is on Facebook Live. We have a lot of listeners tonight. Praise God. Veronica, hi. Yes, I am healed, Pastor John. The pain in my hand is gone. Amen. We prayed for her this morning in church. She was dealing with neuropathy in her wrist and in her arm. If you've ever had neuropathy, it's terrible pain. A lot of diabetics and others get it. And God totally healed her. She also had pain in her abdomen, and all the pain left. Praise the Lord. We prayed, I don't know for how many people. I had to do this whole hand washing ceremony between every person I prayed for, just because of the time that we're in. And 15 people at least got prayed for, and every single one, Gary, got healed instantly. Every single one saw instant manifestations. One woman had a migraine headache for 5 days. She's been throwing up, nausea, severe pain throughout her head. And I prayed for her about three times. And she went back to her seat with still a little bit of pressure in her head. But by the end of service, all of that pressure was gone and totally healed. Praise the Lord. You know, if you've been sick for a while or you've had a headache nonstop for 5 days, wow, that will really get to you. I mean, I can't even imagine just a nonstop headache like that for 5 days. And God instantly healed her this morning. And so we give God all the praise. And we're going to get into these things tonight. We got a very special guest who just joined us, Dr. Yeah. William Luffman. Good evening, my friend.
How are you doing, brother?
We're doing blessed. Amen. We're talking about our church service today. First time we have physically ministered healing in over a year because of COVID.
Wow.
And we're still at 15% capacity, but God really put it on my heart to minister healing this morning. And we had a guest that came. I didn't tell you about this one, Gary. I got a call a few days ago from one of our members telling me about a friend of his that has stage 4 lung cancer. They gave him, the doctor said he's got 2 months to live. And he got into church today, and he had pain in his chest that he deals with all the time. And he's born again. I don't know how much word he has in him, but we prayed over him, and immediately all the pain left his chest.
Wow. It's awesome.
And he was able to take deep breaths and received his healing. And so praise God. We serve a healing Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same man that walked the seashores of Galilee that is now a born again man who is God Almighty, seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. He is praying for us, and his will is above all things that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers.
Amen. I say ditto to that. Well, you know, we've been blessed here in Tennessee. We're 100% capacity. Obviously, we've been open for a while. Things are a little different here than they are there in Canada.
Yeah, quit boasting. Quit boasting.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, I like what you just said there, John, because, you know, we serve a healing God, and
yes,
and we need to understand it's part of the covenant that we have with him.
That's it.
You know, a lot of times I think a lot of us maybe were raised in a religious background where we were told that salvation was about when you die and then you get your eternal life. Between now and then, you have to tough it out. You're going to go through terrible things. You can't do very much about it. But if you can just hold on to the end, you know, you'll be saved. And there's so much more that was done for us through what Jesus did for us, even before the cross, when he was on that whipping post. There was something going on there about our healing by those stripes that he was taking. So,
you know, Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, he said, take heed how you hear.
Yes.
For with what measure you hear, it shall be measured back to you. And I don't think we've majored enough on the churches that we go to and the beliefs that we are exposed to and what we allow to come in us, because what you just said a moment ago is so profound. You know, we have heard certain things and we have believed certain things, and what we hear and what we believe determines the outcome for our life. And if we hear that you just got to barely get through and one day, you know, you'll be healed when you get to heaven, then it can limit your ability to receive now.
It's true. And, you know, that's why teaching faith is so important, because what faith does, faith gives you the ability to extract from the Bible what is already made and been promised to you. Without faith, it's already there, but if you don't have faith, you won't know how to access it.
That's right.
The teaching of faith is critical.
Ooh, that's good.
We have faith to believe God so we can extract that out of the word.
That's so good. So faith is the access to the grace, which is the gift of God that already belongs to us.
Exactly. I was thinking about something you said, because we all know these scriptures, but I don't know about your listening audience. I'm pretty sure they've been listening to you. They got plenty of too. But when we quote 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you're healed,
yes,
of course, in reference to Isaiah 53:4-5, we know that. But the passage that gives us a way to assure us that it is not talking about, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's talking about your sins, by his stripes you're healed. And of course, we know that it's not, because it talks about more than that. But when you read it from Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17.
I've got it on my screen right now. That's where I was going.
You know what I'm talking
about. Go ahead.
Well,
you're flowing, brother.
Yeah, because when you get there, it talks about how they brought many to Jesus that were possessed with devils.
Yep.
He cast out the spirits with his word.
We're in Matthew 8, 16, everybody. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. Go ahead.
Matthew 8, 16 and 17. And it says they brought many to him that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now we get the key coming in verse 17. What's he talking about here? Mm-hmm. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. So this is physical healing. We need to understand that is part of our covenant. That is what Jesus was died for, but before that was even beaten for. We get salvation and healing.
Yes.
Salvation and healing. They're all together. They're part of that sozo, that, you know, soterio, all that stuff that we get, that those Greek words, that means we get everything that he did.
So Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the word saved is the Greek word sozo, S-O-Z-O, S-O-Z-O. And sozo means salvation, deliverance, preservation, healing, salvation. All of that is within that word. But the devil will lie to people. They'll get born again. And he's like, man, I can't do nothing now because they're saved. And yet what he will do is keep people in bondage because they don't realize that within salvation is everything that we need. He's given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. And it's all in our salvation package. And Jesus is our salvation. His name is Yeshua. Yeshua means savior, deliverer.
Yes. He's all of that. And you know that in Peter, it says that we have these promises that come with, and that's what we need to understand, that he took care of a spirit, mind, soul, body. Everything was included there.
Yes.
We didn't have a God who did half a job
did
some of the job. He did all of it.
That's right. So,
I mean, we need to embrace that and understand that.
Think about this. If you realized, you know, your great aunt who loved you, and she was a multi-billionaire, and she died, and you heard the lawyer called you and said, well, you know, Aunt Vera left you her house, and you get her $15 million house. It belongs to you. And you're so excited about it. Man, thank God I got this beautiful house. But he doesn't tell you that not only did she leave you the house, she left you all of her wealth as your inheritance. Everything in her bank account belongs to you. You're a multi-billionaire, but all you do is camp out in the fact that you got the house and you don't pursue everything else that Aunt Vera gave you. Within our salvation, is everything. Healing, deliverance, yes. Freedom, joy, peace, authority over the devil. He's given us everything right now, not when we all get to heaven, not in the sweet by and by. Sure, all of those are in our future, but right now we're in the now. And sometimes we think, well, I don't need all that. I'm happy with the $15 million house. But listen, the $15 million house is not just for you. God has given you all of these things in our salvation package so that you can be a witness unto him. Stop thinking about yourself. If you're content with being on a cane, well, you know what? Then that's your own thinking. But realize this, there are people who, when they see you off that cane, when they see you healed, when they see you walking in total freedom physically, that is a testimony to them that Jesus is alive. You receiving your healing is not just about you, but it's about other people seeing that Jesus is alive and coming into the kingdom. The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When other people hear your testimony about what Jesus has done in your life, they are also then going to become hungry to receive themselves.
Yeah, man,
healing is a calling card.
It is. You know, I've heard some of the old time evangelists in the tent meetings, you know, you've known some of them like I have that were right there in
Shambach,
the
middle. I was in his tent meetings.
And you know how it is, man, they would say healing was the dinner bell. Man, when those healing meetings would start and people would get healed, it was very easy then to get them to convert to, of course, Christianity and to give their whole lives over to God.
Absolutely.
And they were swept in by, and we're about to see it again. There is an emergence again of this great healing renewal, I'm going to call it. It's coming, man. We're 3 months into the year, 3.5 months into this year. We have seen more healings and miracles these first 3.5 months than we saw all of last year in our ministry.
I want to hear about some of them. Those of you that are just tuning in, we ministered healing in our church today, and just a couple of quick testimonies. One woman had a migraine for 5 days, throwing up, terrible pain, crying, and she got healed. I mean, relatively instantly, within 7 minutes, every symptom was gone. And another man who's got stage 4 cancer, he came in and difficulty of breathing, pain in his chest, on all these medications, instantly healed. Every single pain left in his body.
And we're beginning to hear this multiplication. You know, God will deal in addition, but he'd rather deal in multiplication.
That's good. That's good.
That's
the way,
that's when he's, you know, where he wants to deal. And absolutely. We had a lady in our church that got an evil report early in the week. They said, we found this mass on you and we were 99% sure it's cancerous. We're going to do these tests.
Yeah.
And she texts me and I said, look, and I gave her some of the scriptures that we're talking about tonight. I said, right now, don't delay a minute. You go get your Bible out. You read them out loud. You say them out loud. You talk to your body. That's your body. You talk to it and you speak these scriptures. And I said, and you drive that fear back. And it was maybe 24 hours later, she called me. She said, Pastor William, I got up they just gave the follow-up report. And guess what? That thing is completely benign. There's nothing there at all. They said that'll just diminish. But I told her, I said, you know, that's because our guy's a healer.
Yes.
He's never stopped healing.
That's right.
And you were talking about something too a minute ago that I was thinking about too. You know, last week was Easter and we preached here. I preached this message. I'm sure you've probably preached it before at your church and used that Greek phrase, tetelestai, which talks about it is finished.
Yes.
But Jesus literally said in the Greek, it is finished. Now we know that he was talking about the Abrahamic covenant, but he was actually talking about everything. He was saying, as far as the covenant of what I needed to do in my mortal body, I have accomplished every single bit of it. There is nothing left to accomplish. Now, him being raised from the dead assured us, of course, of eternal life forever. But in that mortal body, he had already taken the stripes for our healing.
That's right.
Tetelestai.
It is
finished.
Yes.
And you know, in those Greek times, when they would finish a race, when they would accomplish something that and it was completely done, they'd never have to deal with it again. They would holler, they would shout that word out, tetelestai. And people knew, oh, someone just finished something. It's accomplished. And we need to understand, we don't have to send him back to the cross. We don't have to put him back on the cross. He was there. We don't have to send him back to the whipping post. Those things have taken place. It is finished. It is ours today.
You know, you know, we started talking about this a minute ago, where people get saved, but then they stop there and they don't receive or don't understand that Jesus wants you physically healed. And that's why Matthew chapter 8 is so important, because people will say, well, he wants me spiritually healed. Right. He died for my spiritual healing. He died for my emotional healing, but not for my physical healing. But that is not what the scripture teaches. Let's go to Isaiah 53.
Yep.
And, you know, the scripture says that it pleased the Father to bruise him.
Yes.
And the scripture tells us in Isaiah 52, I believe, it says that Jesus was marred more than any other man.
Yes.
And it says that...
Verse 14.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just said it was verse 14, yes.
Of Isaiah 52?
Correct.
Yeah, and Isaiah 53, well, Isaiah 53, so he was marred more than any man, other man, which means he was beaten beyond recognition. But that didn't happen throughout his ministry or throughout his life. No. That happened in those last couple few hours before he carried his cross to Golgotha, before he carried his cross on what he, I just lost the name of it, on the road that led up.
Via Dolorosa.
Via Dolorosa. Thank you. By the way, if you haven't been to Israel, you need to go. We're going. I'm taking a group. I'm with Bishop Butler, our founding bishop of our church, on November 1st. Awesome. And then we're also doing our own trip in June of 2022, which is a very affordable trip. It's about $3,500 Canadian, which is about $2,700 US. It's all inclusive, and it's a game changer. It's a 4-star trip, and once you go to Israel, your life will never be the same.
So the Bible will look different. It will
totally come alive.
Everything in it will come alive. And for your listeners, I want to encourage them. I've been a couple of times, and I want to say, if you borrow money, or if you invest in anything, or you cash in anything, the trip to Israel is the one out of all the things that you may think about doing in your life. It's the one as a believer.
Yes,
you really must do it. It's an investment into your spiritual walk that you will never regret.
It'll take your faith to a whole nother level, because absolutely, when you read the Bible, you will now see yourself in those places that are in the Bible. I mean, from Abraham all the way to the Apostle Paul. And and it's a game changer. But on those last moments when Jesus walked on the Via Dolorosa and he walked up Golgotha's hill, he had already been to the whipping post. He had already had his flesh whipped off his body with a cat of nine tails. He was completely marred. The word marred means he was beaten beyond recognition. And so we see here this prophecy coming to pass in Isaiah 53. Verse 2 says, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and a root out of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no
beauty
that we should desire him. That was not his whole life, saints. That was when he was on the cross. That was when he was at the whipping post. Right. That was when he stood before Pontius Pilate. That was when the hatred of sinners was put upon him, and his body was beaten, his body was whipped, his flesh was torn from him, his beard was pulled off of his face, and he did it all so that you and I could receive physical healing, that our bodies would be healed. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. The word sorrows here, Dr. Luffman will help us, is the Greek word makob. And, and makob has to do with pain, has to do with sorrow.
Yeah, it's a word that's related to suffering, and not just the suffering of the physical body, but it's tied to the soul. Even it's like an anguish, it's like a total anguish there. And so he understood at that moment, and he took all of that upon him for us, and for us to live beneath that, considering what he's done for us, would be an injustice on our part to understand his sacrifice and to not embrace everything that he did for us.
That's so good.
That would be so, you know, it would. And so we have to understand that. And I love that you brought this out over in Isaiah as well here, because this all happened prior to the cross.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a reason
why the whipping post.
And you know, there's a reason why he used very few words in those last hours of his life, because we all know if he had said much, he would have delivered himself.
Come on.
And just think about the fact that if you or I, and remember, he was in a physical body. He was feeling every bit of this. If we had the possibility or the option to opt out, but he made that decision really back in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
That was his, I called that his point of no return.
Yes.
He had a conversation with God. If it's possible, let this pass. Yes. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours. And when he left the Garden of Gethsemane, the decision was made. No matter what happens from here to the end, no matter how much anguish, pain, no matter how much I'm beaten.
Yes.
I'm going to tetelestai. I'm going to finish exactly what I'm said to do. And we need to embrace it. We need to receive everything. Yes. Of it and not.
Yes.
And not reject any of it.
You remember when the prophet John the Baptist saw Jesus coming by the Spirit, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which yes. taketh away the sins of the world."
Yes.
And in Isaiah 53:7, it says he was oppressed and yes. he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before yes. her shearers is dumb, he opened not his mouth. And, you know, we just hit on that word griefs, which has to do with pain and has to do with anguish. But yes. he didn't just die for our griefs. He yes. also carried our sorrows.
Yes.
And the word, not just sorrows, but griefs.
Yes.
And griefs is the Hebrew word. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Halie.
Yeah.
And this word means diseases.
Yes.
It means malady. It means yes. calamity. It,
yes.
it has everything to do with sickness. And so he didn't just take our emotional wounds. He just didn't take our sins that needed to be taken for the Savior to take away the sin of Adam, but he also took our physical sickness.
Yes. And you know, and that whole process there, another interesting thing is, it says the chastisement of our peace.
Yes. What was need? The word chastisement means what was needful
yeah,
to bring us peace. And the word peace, of course, is shalom.
Shalom. And I think that what we've learned is we've been shortchanged a lot of times when people have presented the gospel. They've only presented a portion of it. And if you read through the four gospels, what you're going to see pretty frequently is this phrase, Jesus went about preaching and healing, preaching
yes.
and healing,
yes.
preaching and healing. You see it everywhere, preaching
yes.
and healing. And his healing ministry was just a precursor to what he would do that would make it permanent when he took that beating and then when he went on to the cross. You know, it's interesting, too, if you remember when he met in what we call the Last Supper. We've seen the paintings, the event, we've seen all of that.
Yep.
But when he met with them, something very interesting happened. Of course, he forecasted that he would do it again in a future event. We know the marriage supper of the Lamb that's coming later. But it was interesting that he talked about how that the bread was his body and the cup was his blood. And I love to point this out to people because I think we miss it. When he said that, he had not done that yet. He actually said those things by faith. It was almost like he was saying it by faith and not only prophesying it, but almost encouraging himself that he was going to go through this, that this will be, my body will be broken. This cup will be my blood. He hadn't even done any of that yet,
That's
but
right.
he knew it was coming.
Yep.
He knew it was coming. And for us, I want to keep driving that point, and I know you do as well. For us to receive less than that is almost like an insult to what he's done for us.
Yes. Yes. The chastisement of our peace, what was needful to bring us shalom. The word shalom comes from the Hebrew word shalem, which means wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. And so shalom, or the peace of God, he is Jehovah Shalom,
yes.
was to bring us wholeness in our body. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5, I believe it is, he says, I pray that your whole spirit, your whole soul, your whole body be preserved blameless until the day of Jesus Christ. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health,
yeah.
even as your soul prospers. And that's why, you know, faith is so important, because faith goes beyond the soulish realm. Faith goes beyond the natural realm, and it causes us to receive those promises of God. And you said it so profoundly a few moments ago. Faith is taking the supernatural, taking what's available to us through grace, and bringing it into the now.
Yes. And I think that's what we need to really understand. And we need to embrace that, that without faith, we can't really get what's in the Bible out into our heart. But if we can see it, if you can see it in scripture, then you have a right to it. If God opened your eyes, we've been talking a lot here. I've been preaching a lot here on the kingdom of God lately. And it's really been kind of boiling up in me because, you know, over in Luke, I'm looking here in Luke chapter 17, and you can go down to verse 20, and it talks about how the kingdom of God comes not with observation. It says, neither shall they say, lo, it's here or it's there, for the kingdom of God is within you. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that we got born again. We were given access to everything that's in that kingdom. It's actually already in us. And the way we get it to operate is to get into God's word, begin to see it in the word, and begin to believe it, and then just begin to speak it out. And it's amazing how it will become, it will be translated
reality.
From the logos to rhema.
That's right.
It'll become real to you.
That's right. Now, that's a great point. So the scripture says that we read it a few moments ago in Matthew chapter 8, where it says he healed them with his word.
Yes.
He cast out spirits with his word. Well, the word there is the Greek word logos, L-O-G-O-S. Yes. And logos is referring to the written word. Jesus is the written word. In the beginning was the logos. The logos, the word was with God. The word was God. All things that were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. And then it says in him was the life of men. And then it says that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the word of God. But when you believe the word of God, that word then by the Holy Spirit becomes rhema. It becomes alive. It's like the light bulb going off. It's like I was raised Catholic and I believed in Jesus, but I wasn't born again. So I had a mental assent to the word. I believed the word mentally, but the word had not become revelation in my spirit. The word revelation in the Greek is the word epignosis. It means that it becomes alive. It becomes reality to you. And that's what God wants, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God working in us. So it becomes a reality. You could never convince me that Jesus is not alive, because it's rhema. It's alive. Rhema is what causes us to be born again. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the rhema, the word of God. As you're hearing the word of God tonight, your faith is coming alive. As you're hearing that it's God's will for you to be healed, faith is coming alive. And that's how we receive from God. It causes us to get out of this natural realm, out of the realm of touch and taste and smell, and into the realm of the spirit. And that's when you begin to realize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. You know, coming back to what you were talking about, Dr. Loveman, which is so important for every one of us, this concept of covenant, understanding covenant, has absolutely revolutionized my life. And we must understand covenant. So we go to Luke 22 and verse 19, and it says, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant. The word testament is the same word covenant. As covenant. There's no difference. They're synonymous. So I like to translate covenant, because covenant to me is much more powerful in my mind than testament. And covenant, the word covenant literally means to cut. And it means the place where the blood flows. So when I think of covenant, I think of blood. You know, Romans chapter 5, he says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That word shed is never found in the scriptures unless it's connected to blood. And so we need to understand that when Jesus gave his body, when Jesus poured out his blood, it was to purchase our salvation. And when he purchased our salvation, he purchased your healing. You might be dealing with pain tonight. You might be dealing with cancer tonight. You might be dealing with some type of sickness or disease. But what you need to know is that the price for you to be healed has already been paid in full. And you are now in covenant with God Almighty. And Satan has been lying to you and telling you that you have to keep that pain and you have to die of that sickness and you have to die of that disease. But Jesus paid the price and he poured out his blood so that you and I might be healed.
Yes, tetelestai, you know, it is finished. And, you know, Psalms 107 verse 20 says he sent his word and healed them
and delivered them
his word.
From all their diseases.
Yeah, those of you that are listening tonight, you're not listening by coincidence or just because you were given an invitation or you know someone. I promise you the Holy Spirit has drawn you into this program tonight so that you can get your faith to the level that even before we get off the air tonight, really, you can go ahead and say, I am embracing what has already been done. I am speaking to my body. My body's going to line up with scripture. I'm going to be healed. Miracles can break out right there. You know, they might be able there where you're at in your area to confine you or have you still sheltered at home, but they can't keep the spirit out and they can't keep the word out. And God is where you are. And God is always where faith is. And if faith is where you are, God is there right now, and you can be healed. Whoever you are out there right now, you can receive your healing right now. As we're speaking, you can be healed.
Let's go to Mark 11:24. And in Mark 11:24, he says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. And we need to connect that to our text for this radio show. The text for this radio show is 2 Corinthians 4:13. And it says that we having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. And the next two verses down from there, he says, while we look not at the things that are seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, the things that are not seen are eternal. Well, what's eternal? The word of the living God. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle from my word will pass away until all be fulfilled. So we're not going by what we see. We're not going by what we feel. We're not going by the doctor's report. We're going by the word of God. Isaiah says, whose report will you believe?
Exactly. And, you know, I like it with what you said earlier, too, about manifesting, because, see, once we start, like Jesus manifested, literally, he manifested in his name was not Jesus until he came to this earth. His name was the Word.
Come on.
He was in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And then he was given an earthly name. He is the Word. And when you get the Word of God in your life and begin to speak it, it will begin to manifest just like he manifested in the flesh. They actually got to see the Son of God, and you can actually see in your life, you can see a manifestation of healing, of being recovered, of getting well, of getting a miracle. You can see it now because that word will manifest in your life as you exercise your faith, as you do what Mark 11:24 says, which of course, as you just quoted, believe that you receive it.
That's it.
And it says you shall have it. You shall have it.
So why don't you lead everybody right now, those that need healing, lead them right now in a prayer to receive their healing. Because like you said, Dr. Luffman, this is a finished work. Yes. He said it is finished. This is a done work. It's not that Jesus is going to heal you now. He's already healed you. He's already taken stripes in his body. He's already paid the price. It is finished. It is paid in full. It's already done. We just simply have to receive it by faith. So go ahead and lead them to receive their healing.
Okay. Wherever you are right now, just get ready and prepare your heart and just get ready for God to do something really special. Remember the words you've heard tonight and let that faith arise in you. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, for every person, wherever they may be, whether they're whether they're in even in a prison tonight. We don't know who's listening. We don't know who's watching. We don't know who's connected. But Father, it does not matter. Your word has gone forth and it will prosper in the thing that it has been sent to. We believe, God, now for miracles, signs, wonders, healing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cures, Lord. Yes. We know that is your will. We know it's already done. It's in the atmosphere.
Right now.
It's as close as the mention of the name of Jesus. We say the name of Jesus now over this. Over this audience, where they are, we believe that there will be people healed from maladies and all kinds of symptoms and maybe things that have they've had their whole life. We are not trusting in them. We're trusting in the word, and the word is alive. And we thank you for a manifestation. Testimonies will come out of this time. Testimonies will come because the word is true. And Father, you always confirm the word with signs following. So we're expecting to hear this. Even after we sign off tonight, Lord, this word now is in their heart. It's in their spirit. It's in their house. It's in their place. And it's already taken effect and taken hold on them. So, Father, we thank you. All fear gone, faith in, the power of God in, the anointing of God in. We thank you that even now, Lord, the anointing is flowing through people. And, Lord, we thank you that they, as you said, they shall recover. Even just the spoken word,
yes,
we know is powerful enough to get us healed. So yes, we stand on the covenant.
Yes.
We stand on the finished work of Jesus Christ. It never, one time, that's all. One sacrifice, one time for all of us. He does not have to go back to the cross. It is finished. We receive it tonight. We yes, thank you. We thank you for the healing, signs, wonders, miracles, and cures that yes, we hear of. In Jesus' name, yes, right now, and wherever you are, just say out loud, out of your own mouth, just say it out loud. Say, I receive my healing.
I receive now, my healing now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise
you know,
God.
So some people say, well, now what do I do now? I mean, I don't see anything. I don't feel anything. Now it is time to release your faith. Now it is time to continue to say what he just said, by his stripes, I am healed,
yes,
but also begin to praise God. God has given praise to us as a weapon. Begin to praise God. I love this old song, Dr. Luffman. It goes like, it's one of the lyrics goes like this. It says, now Satan is a liar when he tries to make you think that we are paupers, when he knows himself, we are children of the King. So
praise
lift
the
up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle is already won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen and the
praise
work's
the
already done. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
He can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praises.
Praise
the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you served only to remind you they'll drop powerless behind you when you praise the Lord. And so when you receive your healing, we whatever we desire, when we pray, believe that we receive and we will have it. Now it's time to praise him. Now it's time to shout the victory.
Yes.
Now it's time to thank him that it's already done. You say, I don't feel any different. Forget about how you feel. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live in the power of his might.
Yes.
You will see it manifest as surely as Jesus is risen from the dead. You will see that change in your body as you hold on to the promises of God, the covenant that he has made available to you. Don't let go. Hold fast to your profession of faith. Keep speaking God's word. By his stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise is a proclamation.
Glory.
Praise is a proclamation, and you're proclaiming that God is who he said he was. And you know, sometimes you have to borrow. I tell people, borrow some praise.
Yes.
If you don't feel anything, just get some praise and you can borrow what you need. That praise time will thrust you into the middle of God's presence.
Man.
And before you know it, in his presence, there's fullness of joy.
Mm.
There is never any sickness or disease that can stand in his presence. You're going to get healings tonight. I can tell you that you're going to get testimonies. And make sure you email John here at the program, wherever you are. Make sure you let
him know. InStudio101@gmail.com.
Yeah. And when you get healed, you know what? It's very easy then to share that testimony and get other people healed too.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. I told the people this morning, I said, remember this always, no matter how big your plan is for your life, God has a bigger plan for your life than you do.
Amen.
God has a bigger plan for your life than you do. Some of you may be dreaming really big, but I promise you, God has a bigger plan for your life than you do. Well, if that's true, you're going to need to be well. You're going to need to be healed.
Yep.
You're going to need to be sound. God's going to need your body, your soul, your spirit, every part of you to help you fulfill that plan.
And I'm telling you, as you receive your healing, you need praise. You need to praise God. You say, well, I don't sing. Everybody can sing. You can sing. Every person can sing. Now, like Brother Keith Moore says, not everybody should record, but everybody can sing. So you got to begin to praise God. I was playing this song for Gary, our producer, before we came on the air tonight, and it's called Overcome by Jeremy Camp. It's a pretty new song. Oh, no, it's not a new song. It's been around for quite a while. We just sang it in church today, man. It's so powerful. Jeremy Camp, Overcome. Take a look at it. Praise God. Let's get to some of your emails tonight. I only got about 5 minutes left, so we need to get through all these emails, and I got a lot of them. Dr. Luffman's going to help us. Justin from is emailing us tonight. He says, hello, Pastor. Let's continue our faith in God regarding the COVID crisis. Too many lockdowns is now getting very ridiculous, to say the least. Love your program. Amen. Praise God, Justin. We're coming against that in the name of Jesus. And, you know, we're making plans now to open up more and more and more. And even though the government is saying 15%, we're believing God that's going to change. So join your faith with us. I just started a brand new move, a brand new mission. And that is two things. Number one, that every church in Canada is open at 100% capacity. And number two, that the church in Canada is declared an essential service. Yes. So join your faith with us for those two things, that every church in Canada is an essential service and every church in Canada is open to 100% capacity. Now, we're following the laws, but God is bigger than the law. And we're believing God to move mightily in this hour. And many times things look the worst before the tide turns. So we had our worst numbers ever yesterday, Dr. Luffman, in Ontario and in Canada, 10,000 cases in one day. That's the worst we've ever had it through since this pandemic began. But I'm telling you, when it looks the worst, that's right when things are about to turn. So don't go by what you see. We need to go by what we believe. Another email here tonight from Dave. Dave says, Pastor, do you ever take requests regarding Bible topics for your radio show to preach? Just wondering. Nothing in mind yet, but if I do, I will write you about it. Dave, we take them every week. I preach on everything, man. I'm a preacher. What do dogs do? They bark. What do cats do? They meow. What do preachers do? They preach. Give us a subject and we will help you in Jesus' name. Dave, we call you blessed in the name of Jesus. And I just miss my friend, Justin. Justin, we call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Another email here tonight from Steve. Steve says, hi, Pastor. Is your church open? I was just curious of all the restrictions in the GTA and all over Canada. Your take on the matter. Thank you. Yeah, we're open. I have a message from last Wednesday called Know Your Rights. As a Canadian, you need to know your rights. Go to wordoffaithtoronto.com/archives. And I have the message right there. You can watch it free of charge. I go through the whole charter of the rights and freedom, which is just like the Constitution of the United States of America and the amendments, the Bill of Rights. So I go through all of it. Check it out. Yes, we are open. We're going to stay open in the name of Jesus. We are following the laws. But once again, God is greater than the law. So we are open. Praise the Lord. Praise Call God. You blessed, brother. Another email here tonight from Paul. Man, I know that name, Paul Scorsese. He says, hello, Pastor John. What is your take on all the Hail Mary prayers that the Catholics pray? Is there any harm in praying that prayer? You got 30 seconds, Dr. Luffman.
Well, you know, I always tell people that anytime prayer is good, but we have to remember that we were given the way to pray in the book of John. It tells us how to pray. We're to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, what you put in between that, you know, you can go to the Word and find out what is available, but you must start to the Father in the name of Jesus. We know that Mary was an esteemed lady. We know that she was highly favored, but we also know that Jesus died on the cross. And for us to have effective prayer, we have to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. So I would advise you to, if personally for your own self, that's the way you're going to need to pray if you're going to get results, is to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus.
You know, even the rich young ruler, when he came to Jesus, he said, good master. And Jesus interrupted him and said, why do you call me good? Yep. In other words, the only one that's good is God. And the only one that we should call Father is our Heavenly Father. And the only one that's good is God. So we don't worship Mary. We don't pray to Mary. We don't pray to the saints. No. We pray to God. Now, you can talk to Jesus. He's God. Talk to the Holy Spirit. He's God. But when you pray for a request, like Dr. Luffman just said, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will answer our prayers.
That's the only way.
Paul, we call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Darlene. That's my mom's middle name, Darlene. Hello, Pastor. There is a way too much blame in the world for things that are not the problem. Here is an example. Blame the devil and people, not imitate objects such as guns. Don't blame the gun, blame the people. Go ahead, Dr. Luffman.
Well, we all know that the scripture is pretty plain in John 10 and 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you ever get confused when there are bad things happening around you, whether that's God or whether it's the devil, all you have to do is go to John chapter 10 and you can get immediate clarity. I call it the great dividing verse in the Bible. It'll clear up more things theologically for you than maybe any other scripture in the entire Bible. And true enough, of course, with the subject of guns, it's a big hot topic there, I'm sure, as it is here. We know that guns don't kill people, that people kill people. So that's, we know, right, that.
She sent a picture of a big rock, and it says Cain killed Abel with a rock. God blamed Cain, not the rock. We don't know that it was a rock, but certainly he killed his brother. And certainly, under those conditions, it would have been very hard to kill Abel. So, I mean, there was such murder in his heart. And you're right. It's not guns. It's not rocks. It's people kill people. Praise God. Thank you for that email. That was awesome, Darlene. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Jake. Jake says, just saying hello from Knoxville, Tennessee. Do you know Jake, Dr. Luffman?
I don't know him, but I certainly know Knoxville, Tennessee. Go Big Orange if he's
Jake
listening.
Entrium. How far are you from Knoxville?
We are about 3 hours from Knoxville, but we have a cabin in over in Sevierville, which is only about 45 minutes. And
nice.
Over there in Knoxville, it's Big Orange country. That's the University of Tennessee. That's where our daughter graduated from, the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. So
praise God. So Jake, go visit Dr. Luffman. He's in, tell him where you are, Dr. Luffman.
Clarksville, Tennessee on I-24 Faith Outreach Church. We're easy to find. You can go on Facebook and find us at faithoutreach.org. And we'd love to have you if you come. Let me know that you're there so we can greet you properly.
Awesome.
We're 100% open too, just so you know.
100% open. Praise God. And he's praying for us. So before you know it, we're going to be 100% open.
Amen.
Jake,
I agree.
Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Got to know. I don't know if I'm going to get to all these emails. I got a bunch of them. Monique, how is the well? Any news? Thanks, Monique. Thank you for that. Those of you that don't know what she's talking about, we have a well that we built in Uganda, in Masunkwe, Uganda, outside of Kampala. And it's going great. It's been open for about a year now, and the people are enjoying the water. And it's a great blessing. We were supposed to get there last December, but we haven't because of COVID. Lord willing, we can jump on a plane and go there this year.
Awesome.
Right now, we can't yet, but Lord willing, that's going to change. So thank you, Monique. You all helped build that through all your donations. And we're helping 4,000 people a day drink clean water that they didn't have before. And so it's a huge blessing. Praise God. Thank you, Monique. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Gail. Gail says, hi, Pastor. Looking at maybe going to your second Israel trip. Very exciting. Amen. Go, Gail, to wordoffaithtoronto.com/Israel2021. Pretty soon we'll put up Israel 2022. I'm still working out the details, and I won't have the flight information till June because they only do it 1 year out. We fly LL directly out of Toronto. So wherever you are, you can fly to Toronto, stay overnight if you need to, or come the same day. We usually leave about 9 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to be going to Israel. It's going to be a tremendous trip. I'm planning to take 35 only. Last time I took 62. It's a little much with two buses. But we'll look forward to having you come with us, Gail. So check it out, wordoffaithtoronto.com/Israel2021, and then there'll be one coming up, Israel 2022. Praise God. Call you blessed, Gail. Got another email here tonight from Howard. Howard says, Pastor, what is meant by we do not fight against flesh and blood? Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 12. You got 10 seconds, Dr. Luffman.
Well, we know in Ephesians it does talk about that. Just remember, there's two realms. There's the seen and the unseen. So just remember, the greatest battles in the unseen. That's why we need to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's it. And remember, people are never your problem. People are never your problem.
Nope.
Praise God. Call you blessed, Howard. We can get into that more next week. Just email us back. Another email here tonight from Frank. Frank says, may God bless you and all your radio ministry. We call you blessed. Frank, Thanks, Frank. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Ann. Ann says, hello, first-time listener from Calgary, Alberta. Wow, what a show. I'm loving it. Thanks. Thanks, Ann. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God. Another email here tonight from Bill. Bill says, hey, from Mesa, Arizona. Stay healthy up there in Canada. I really love your radio broadcast. Thanks for that. Bill J. Amen, Bill. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Last two emails tonight. Geraldine Francis, thanks to God and Pastor Ward, by his stripes, I am healed. No more pinched nerve. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. You are healed, Geraldine, and we're rejoicing with you. Call you blessed and healed. Last email of the night is from our friend Todd. Todd says, hi, Pastor John. Would you pass this on to Dr. Luffman? We are joining for prayer in Canada. Canadian church will be declared essential. Canadian church will be 100% open. But would you add number three, that the border would also be open, because my home church is Bishop Butler's church in Michigan. Call you blessed, Todd. Why don't you close us out with prayer tonight? Go ahead, Dr. Luffman.
Father, we just thank you now that you're moving supernaturally. Lord, we know that you have the heart of the king in your hand. Yes. We ask you to begin to work supernaturally. We thank you, Lord, in the days ahead, there'll be a great move of the Spirit that will push things in the natural to open things up in Canada, to open up the churches, to open up the borders so that we can preach the gospel of the kingdom. Yes. Father, thank you for this precious family and all these others that have joined us tonight. Lord, we thank you that this is the beginning of an outbreak of great miracles, signs, wonders, healings, cures, and breakthroughs in their lives. We praise you for it. And we call Canada open. We call the churches essential. We thank you that the leaders will be anointed and blessed. And even the government, Lord, will have a change of heart and direction as the winds of the Spirit blow in their direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank my special guest, Dr. William Luffman. Go ahead and tell us the name of your church again.
Faith Outreach Church, Clarksville, Tennessee, 731 Windermere Drive, 37043. Faithoutreach.org is the website.
Faithoutreach.org. And he's got lots of books available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And check out his website, faithoutreach.org.
Yep. We've got a lot.
Amen. Well, we can't wait to have you back. You're always such a blessing. And I need 2 hours with you. An hour is not enough. Praise God. So thank you again for being with us. We love you so much and call you blessed tonight. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I want to remind you all that God is exalted. The devil is defeated. Jesus is Lord. And keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.